With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. New guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control during the Christmas holiday pertaining to isolation and quarantine are now being put into effect in the Campbell County School District. According to the news record, Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower says district officials and officials from the Wyoming Department of Health have been working together to get the ball rolling. So now, a student must isolate if they've tested positive for the virus and are either showing symptoms or asymptomatic, and they must only stay home for 5 days. Students must quarantine because they've been exposed to the virus. No quarantine will be required if a student is near someone who tested positively but were both wearing masks, or if they're fully vaccinated or have had COVID-19 in the last 30 days. There is also a new test-to-stay program for those who would otherwise have to go into quarantine. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A petition that will begin the process of moving a section of T7 Road about 20 miles south of the city near the Cordero Rojo Mine has been approved by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners. The approval will allow the Navajo Transitional Energy Company to access some 95 million tons of coal after the road has been relocated. NTEC plans to open the project for bidding by the end of this year, with construction started early in 2023. Last year, the Campbell County Fire Department responded to the most calls it has ever had in its history. The department answered 2,559 calls for service last year, an increase of 107 in 1 year, and more than 500 more in the last 5 years with the same size department. The Campbell County Fire Department has 31 full-time staff, more than 50 part-time, and multiple support staff. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.